The Aer Lingus regional brand is what's causing the bit of a stir. This is the first time we've had the Aer Lingus brand here. And so the possibilities of getting Aer Lingus to connect us to the markets they serve in North America, Central Europe, is where the big opportunity exists. So, for example, if Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Ireland are advertising the Wild Atlantic Way and the northern section of it, we'll be saying to them, why don't you market it to fly into Donegal on the regional service and then to start your holiday here? That's the big challenge, to see can we grow the visitor numbers and to grow business that way. And they've also agreed, obviously, to maintain the Glasgow service, which is also very important to the people of this part of Donegal.
Without this Dublin to Donegal flights, there would be no Donegal airport, would there?
No, I think it's true to say that when you look at other airports, it would be a very small operation. Maybe some people might use it privately, but you couldn't have a public service. There's no question about that. So a big breakthrough again last year was when we convinced government that the public service funded obligation could be got under the EU rules, and we managed to qualify under that. And that was vital.
Was the government hard to convince?
Well, no, we have to make the case, obviously. The fact that we're 4.5 to 5 hours from Dublin by road, there's no motorway, is part of it. The other is the need to serve the local population, local industry, and the tourism market. So it's a question of putting that data together, agreeing it with the department, and then getting it approved as part of the European rules that governs public subsidies for air services.
And looking to the future, Donegal Airport is going to be getting bigger, it's going to be getting busier.
Well, we hope so. That's the target over the next 3 years, is to grow passenger numbers. So obviously we'll be encouraging people to use the route. We'll also be working with the agencies and with the local tourism providers, activity providers, event organisers, accommodation providers, to say, why don't we sell this packaged holiday to the northwest of Donegal to experience the Wild Atlantic Way, which has now been branded globally, and to come here to start the holiday.
I suppose I've often heard people saying that Donegal Airport's a very hard place to get to. It's my first time here today and I didn't find it hard to get to. I suppose that's the message you need to get out.
Well, it is. You know, it's. I suppose people have seen it serving a limited catchment area. But we're saying, if, for example, you want to go to New York or you want to go to San Francisco and you want to drop down here, park your car and book your flight right through, that this is going to help people to see the airport maybe a little bit differently. Now, we are also marketing the day return to Dublin, obviously, maybe at around 34, 35 euro. Get out here 5 to 8 in the morning and get a flight back from Dublin at 7 and do a day's work in Dublin. We think for business people, that's important. Randox has been a massive injection, obviously, to that concept with the 500 job announcement. So we're going to be saying, for people who want to work and live down here, it's very easy to get access back to the city or back to the rest of the world from here. So that's, we're going to try and basically sell that to the agencies and to tell government, if in your action plan for jobs you want to sell regional growth, then access like this must be protected.
Good man, Michael. Thank you.